We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Portland, Intercom Radio Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. And this week on the show, we're going to talk motorcycles. There's a very cool motorcycle show coming up. And even if you're not a motorcycle enthusiast, I think you're going to want to learn about the One Motorcycle Show. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Tori George Drake. Tori is the co-owner and brand manager of CC Motor Coffee and The One Show. Hey there, Tori.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Certainly. So, let's start with The One Show. What is The One Show?
Yeah, The One Show is, it's actually called The One Motorcycle Show, created here in Portland, Oregon over 10 years ago. It started down on a warehouse on Tillamook and Interstate via Tor Drake. He was the founder and creator, mastermind of The One Show. He had a little garage space down in that warehouse, and he ended up having about 2 weeks to help finish a build for a company he was working for at the time. He finished early and had the space adjacent to him open up for another week, and he decided to throw a motorcycle show within that week, and we all got together as a community and invited the local talent that we knew of at the time that were builders and creators and riders, and ended up throwing a big party, I would say, yeah, at the time, where about 1,000 people showed up to. We had about 60 bikes on display on that first show, and it definitely created a vibe for the next 10 years to come.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it mostly just to look at these bikes, or were you riding them at the same time as part of the show?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. That first year was to display bikes, which we have always considered a piece of art. With each builder's craft, they put a lot of time and energy into it. The bikes that we were on, that were on display and are on display each year are all ranging in custom, classics, rare, unique, weird. We definitely encompass all bikes. There's not just one type of bike or type of person that goes to this show. It's the range of the work is very, very wide. And so, yeah, and there was an element of art on that first show as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it as I was preparing for this interview. I watched a YouTube video that just showed these bikes that were like, wow, that doesn't even look like a motorcycle. It's like a piece of art.
Yeah, absolutely. Many of these bikes do get ridden and after they're built, but many are just their pride and joy of the builder. So they are rideable, they're usable, they're raceable, but they are also in a lot of people's homes. They're in people's garage while they're not on display during the One Show.
Yeah. Have you always been a motorcycle enthusiast?
You know, I have. I rode dirt bikes as a kid. Kind of lost my enthusiasm, or mostly not enthusiasm, I'd say. Lost the ability to raise money for myself to get and continue motorcycling.
They're not cheap, right?
Yeah, they are not cheap. I got into go-karts for a little while and then revisited motorcycles once I was in my late teens. I bought my first bike probably, I think I was 19 years old. I restored a CB175 Honda and rode that around. It was my daily commuter for a good 4 or 5 years and then went on from there.
It's kind of unusual to see a woman be so enthusiastic about motorcycles. How did you get into it? That's not unusual, but it, from my perspective, it's usually guys.
Yeah, no, sure. It definitely 10 years ago or so when the motorcycle first started, there were a smaller percentage of women that were enthusiastic about motorcycle and motorcycle riding and building. As the years have gone by, which I do believe the One Show has been a huge inspiration of opening up the doors to female riders, female builders, female artists, and enthusiasts all in all, has grown. It definitely has grown. We are seeing more and more female vendors and apparel or motorcycle and apparel companies coming out, which many of them are going to be at the One Show this year and continue each and every year to grow within our show. But yes, I think it was unusual to see women in the sport, but it's not becoming so unusual now, which is really great.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
So this show has gotten huge, right?
Yeah.
It's in the Memorial Coliseum this year.
Yeah, we are.
This is your first time there, right?
Our first time at the Memorial Coliseum this year, February 7th, 8th, and 9th. We are very excited because over the years, we've always found an old abandoned warehouse or an old space that has been on lease for 10 years or so. And we're usually cleaning out that building, sprucing it up, building infrastructure, electrical, sound, everything from A to Z to make this show happen. We get each warehouse space for about 2 years, and then it gets turned into workspaces or leased out. So we're excited that we get to come into the Memorial Coliseum where infrastructure is built, but we get to create the exciting and creative shell of everything that's going to happen within it.
So since it's in Memorial Coliseum, it's going to be a much bigger show. How big is it going to be?
Absolutely. It's going to be, we're expecting 60,000 people through the doors throughout the weekend. We have included our One Pro races this year, which is flat track racing on dirt. It's a dirt circle. And because the Memorial Coliseum houses the bowl, we were able to load in dirt this year and run the race program all under one roof.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we'll not only have 200 plus bikes on display for the motorcycle show, we'll have the races within it on Saturday night, and we'll have the vendors and partners of the show within the concourse, and then sponsor rooms downstairs that will be creating a really fun experience and vibe in each different room. So it's kind of a create your own adventure, but all under the roof of the Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah. Well, so if somebody listening right now has never been to the One Show, walk me through. When I come through the front door, what am I going to see?
And
kind of take me through the whole thing.
Yeah. Walking up to the doors, you're going to feel a buzz of excitement just because there are going to be so many people outside. There's sometimes a line, sometimes there's not. But the experience has already started. There are motorcycles parked out front that people have ridden to the show, which we offer at every venue. So once you walk through the doors, you're going to experience music, food, beverage, vendors, bikes around at every point and moment that you walk around a corner. So you're not going to walk into like a shopping center of vendors. They've all incorporated their own builds. The invited builders' builds will be within the concourse and the show. And then, Friday night, that's our opening night. So we have live music that will be happening downstairs. That usually happens around 7:30. So we'll open the doors for you to experience and roam. Say hi to your friends that you haven't seen in a year since the last One Show. And then downstairs we'll have a full, in the exhibit hall, we'll have probably 200 plus bikes down there, which will be showcasing all the invited builders that we've reached out to or they've reached out and submitted to us this year, along with all of our partners' experiences that they'll have on display.
And lots of food and beverage, you said?
Lots of food and beverage.
Did I read somewhere that there's like 10,000 beers?
10,000 beers. I would probably say more.
Oh, really? Wow.
To be honest. yes, this is a show for beer drinkers, food lovers, music lovers, families. We incorporate...
Oh, so it's family friendly. You can bring
absolutely,
your kids.
Cool. Yes. Children are under two are free, and we are incorporating a Kids Corner this year, which I'm really excited about. We're partnering with World of Speed to create a really fun experience for kids to learn about motors, motorcycles, and be creative at the same time. We'll have some coloring contests going, behind derby race for them as well. Excuse me. It's not just a show for your typical guy or gal. It really is for everyone.
That's cool.
It's a fun experience for your family. We are open on Saturday and Sundays at 9 a.m. So you can do a mellow daytime session and stay for a couple hours, or you can experience the whole weekend, Friday through Sunday, and enjoy all aspects of the show.
I'm assuming people come from all over the place to be part of the show and take in the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does that mean for Portland at large? Because there's a lot of people coming into town.
Yeah, I'd say about a third of our attendants are from out of town just to see the show. Builders are probably even more than that. A half of builders are all come from out of state to bring their artwork and their bikes and builds that they've been working on all year. So it's kind of an experience that people look forward to all year. It's not just, oh yeah, there's this big event coming on. People are working on their builds all year. It's a landmark time for them, and it's a kickoff to a lot of other shows that happen around the country that have popped up since ours. But we have designated the second weekend of February every year, smack dab in the middle of the winter, to produce this show so that it has exciting opportunities in the middle of winter for people to enjoy all under one roof and under out of the rain.
Yeah.
And it creates a vibe to continue motorcycling in the middle of winter.
Can be a little bit of a turnoff if it's pouring rain outside. You don't want to go out and do it.
Absolutely. People will do it for the one show, but
I think I saw in your video from last year, it was even snowing at the show.
We've had two snow shows is what we call them. 1 year was in 2015. It was an absolute blizzard, and we were devastated. We didn't know if people were going to show up, and people did. They came. They came from out of town. They came from California. They came from Seattle. They came from Idaho, and they made it through that snow, and the show went on. I think us and one other burrito place was open off Morrison at that time.
Oh, funny. We're talking today with Tori Georgia Drake, co-owner of the One Motorcycle Show, which is coming up February 7th, 8th, and 9th at Memorial Coliseum. Okay. Now, there's one aspect of the show that I want to ask you about. It's the 21 Helmets. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the 21 Helmets is it's an element of the show that incorporates 21 helmets that get customized by artists. Over the years, we've evolved it into being a program that we work with the Portland Public School System student artists.
Okay.
It's been a really cool process to see. We are incorporating a scholarship for this year. So we're going to be raffling off 10 adult artist helmets that will be going into the CC scholarship that will go to one of the student artists that was involved in the designing and painting of their own helmet.
That's cool.
Yeah. So this year we have 11 student artists that were sponsored a helmet. They get to do whatever they want with it. They get to keep it afterwards, and it will be in the show in February on display, where the public will be able to vote for their favorite design, and then that student will receive that scholarship on Sunday when we do Builder Awards and the CC Scholarship Award.
Wow.
So it's been a really fun opportunity to incorporate younger people within the show. As we always have families come, and we have since day one, it's always been, you know, mom and dad that are really excited to go and they bring their kids along. But to see the young adult students that are now getting really excited about this, the show and the 21 helmets specifically, and the opportunities that they get to do and have to showcase their work outside of a school program or a homework assignment. It's been really fun to see them bring that into the real world and have deadline that benefits them and helps them with their creativity.
And I assume there's kind of an educational aspect to it too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've worked with their teachers and the faculty to provide them the outline of what 21 Helmets is, what's expected of them. So, yeah. For them, I think that they have been able to bring whatever their technical skills are. We've seen 3D helmets. We've Wow. seen painted helmets. We've seen oil. We've seen collage and beyond, you know. So there's a lot of different mediums used within the students. And they do have guidelines. They are allowed to go outside of those, because this isn't just a piece of paper and a box to color in. It's a helmet, and it's a different experience for them to have to work with, you know. And it's really cool to see what comes out of it from each student.
Yeah, it's not a flat piece of paper like you say. It's a round helmet. You
exactly.
got to think about what you're going to do with it.
Yeah,
and the aspect of making the helmet cool.
Yeah,
too, right.
Exactly.
So they want to wear it.
Yeah, then and it's theirs to keep afterwards. So a lot of their personality comes out within each one, and it's been really cool to see what they come up with each year.
Yeah, are these students mostly from Portland area schools?
Yeah, we have, they're all Portland metro area, so mostly from Portland, and then a few from the Vancouver school districts.
Okay, let's talk about race day. That's, the show is February 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Memorial Coliseum, but race day is Saturday.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the races, this year will be the first time that the race is actually within the same roof as the show. The last 3 years, we've been in partnership with Salem Speedway down in Salem. Okay. They've been awesome. The Leach family has helped us immensely throughout each race program. So this year, we're inviting that same family to come do the race program up in the Memorial Coliseum on Saturday. Those races will start at 5 p.m., but those racers that are registered, they're going to be practicing all day. So they're going to be in there getting used to the track. We're, like I said earlier, we're loading in dirt into the Memorial Coliseum, which is a really cool experience.
That's one good aspect of that building, is you can do a lot in there.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have some super action going on Saturday night. There will be super hooligan racing. There's going to be pro racing. There's going to be women racing. We'll have some fun halftime shows going on. But really, this is just an opportunity for people in Portland, right in the city, to walk out their doors and go see some motorcycle racing right next to them.
Yeah.
And that's pretty exciting for us, because it's been a while since the Memorial Coliseum has had live flat track racing in there, and they used to. So we're fortunate and happy to say we can bring it back.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's a super hooligan race?
Super hooligan racing is it's a new class of flat track racing that's kind of becoming, within the last 5 years, very popular for the everyday person. The requirements for super hooligan is a stock frame and 750cc engine displacement. So it basically is a street bike that is raced on the flat track, which is unusual, but it does provide the opportunity for anyone to convert their street bike to a dirt track bike and race it. And you don't have to be pro to do it. You just need to sign up, register, and see what you can do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is the racing open to all ages? What are the age ranges?
Yeah.
Of this?
Yeah. Racing is open. So we do, for like pro, you do have to be 16 and older. Okay. But there are other classes that we do occasionally for younger adults, or excuse me, for kids. Flat track is a really family-oriented sport. So if you go to your local flat track, you know, wherever you are, you're going to see a whole load of kids that are 4, 5, 6 on up that are racing flat track.
Wow.
We will have to have it a little limited at the Memorial Coliseum just because the program is shorter than usual, but you will definitely see some kids out there.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to participate in the race and in the show itself, do you need to pre-register or can you just show up at the door or what's going on?
So if you're interested in being a racer at the show, we have a link on our website, theonemoto.com, and you can sign up, register for whatever class that we have available. And that would pre-register you to be a racer that day. There will be day of registration open as well, as long as it hasn't filled up. Okay. So, and that's typically how it works with a race, wherever, you know, your local track is. There is always day of registration until the class is full.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I want to come to see the show, can I buy tickets in advance?
Yeah.
Should I buy tickets in advance?
So the show, we do have tickets in advance available at same theonemoto.com. We do recommend buying them beforehand, just as any other place that's indoors, it has capacity. So we have to make sure and abide by those rules. So we do recommend buying it early because that guarantees you in the show.
Yeah.
We always do sell tickets day of, though, and we've always been able to get everyone throughout the door. But there might be a line the day of. So
how about a whole weekend pass? Can you do that?
Yeah, we have weekend passes, which are really great, I think, bang for your buck. Friday through Sunday, you get all access to live music, the moto exhibit, the racing, the builder awards, everything. So that will provide you a wristband so you can come and go as you please. And that, you know, because we have a lot of people coming out of town, a lot of people are wanting to be there for all 3 days.
So you said this is the 10th year of the show? Is that right?
This will be our 11th year.
11th year.
Yeah. Yeah. We did our landmark decade show last year.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So I assume things have changed over the years, right?
They absolutely have. Yes. It's grown in size, which we are very excited to share the one show with everybody. And we thank everybody for coming every year. The growth has changed. The venues have changed over the years. The excitement and buzz beforehand for builders has changed every year. Now we have over 400 submissions, bike builder submissions.
That's
and
cool.
We can only take so many, but we try to do the best we can. Like I said earlier, it's not just one type of bike. It's everything from A to Z, all eras, all styles, new, old, rare, vintage, classic, customs.
Yeah, it must be really cool to see something you've never seen before. That probably happens at every show, right?
Yes, yeah. And I think, you know, one of my favorite parts of the show is right after the first day, at the end of the show, I get to cruise around once everything's set up and really take in all of the builds and the bikes and see the details and the work and the labor that those builders have put into it. So it's just a really cool experience to see the labor of love all in one place and the excitement and the enthusiasm that people bring. And again, like, it's not just for people that ride. It's
right.
for people that want to go check it out and experience something new and maybe meet a friend or two and see some cool live action racing.
It's super awesome.
Yeah.
So give me the who, what, where, when, and why. Everything I need to know about the show in the last minute or so we have here.
Oh, man. Who, what, when, where, why? I guess founder was Tor Drake. He has put his blood, sweat, and tears over the last 11 years to keep this thing going. We do it because we want to include people. It's there for the community. It's not there for us. We've seen over the years people grow and not know one thing about the sport and are now avid riders and go out daily. Where Memorial Coliseum, February 7th, 8th, and 9th of 2020, our 11th show. And why we do it, it's for our community. It's awesome. It's not for, anything else except for bringing people together.
Yeah. Give out the website.
Theonemoto.com is where you can find tickets. It's also where you can register to race. We provide things to do and places to see in Portland. So if you need any information, we have all frequently asked questions and information there for you.
Cool. It's going to be a big show in the Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, we're really excited. We can't wait to see everybody there. It's going to be a whole new experience.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
We were talking today with Tori George Drake, co-owner and brand manager of CC Motor Coffee and the One Motorcycle Show. Let's Talk Portland is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program.